Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the ALAC Leadership Team ALT Mid-Monthly Meeting on Monday, the 15th of December at 1700 UTC. On the call today, we have Holly Race, Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc, Ron Sherwood, Glenn McKnight, Leon Sanchez, Alan Greenberg, Maureen Hilliard, and Julie Hammer. Apologies so far is from Cheryl Langdon Orr. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Liang, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. First, an apology both for being late, and I've got a family medical problem, I'm afraid, with my brother, and there's a small chance I may get a call in the middle of the meeting and take it immediately, regardless of where we are. All right. Do we have the first item on the agenda? Is there any changes in the agenda, first of all? Seeing no hands, hearing no voices, I'll presume it's going on as is. I have added one small any other business item. And the first item is the IANA stewardship transition. There was a call this morning which I was not on, and I suspect of some interest. And Olivier, could you give us a brief update of whether it's anything we need to take cognizance of right now, and does it impact what we're doing?
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, fantastic. So, indeed, there was a call just a couple of hours ago that took place for RFP3. That's the sub-working group that is working specifically with the proposal of the different entities that the working group is proposing. The group just went through a page with a number of questions and answers, or possible answers to those questions, as with the what is the composition of the MRT, so the MRT being the multi-stakeholder review team. Is the multi-stakeholder review team a separate organization or company, and et cetera, et cetera. The first question was to do with the MRT's, MRT's legal standing. We learned that the proposal is that it would not be a company, it would just be a group like the ICG, for example. And then when there were questions with regards to who was liable as far as that group is concerned, there was no follow-up, and this is something that would still need to be worked out one way or other. We didn't really get very far. There was a lot of discussion around that. Then it went into the composition of the MRT, a lot of discussions between the registries and others as to the composition of the MRT, where registries believe that since they are the primary customers, they need to have, I wouldn't say a majority, but they would need to have more seats than other constituencies. There was question as to whether people who were not part of the ICANN constituencies would also have seats on this MRT. And as far as I understand, this was a two-hour call, and we didn't get that very much further than this. I know that Sean was on the call, and also Fatima and Eduardo Diaz as well, and the discussion really didn't go very, very far down the list. So we're still at this case. I understand this document will be shared with the RFP3 mailing list, or maybe with the cross-community working group mailing list, and there's going to be a follow-up on that.
Thank you, Olivia.
And that's it for me.
I was just chewing. Was there any discussion at all? Did you get as far as what the relationship would be, formal or informal, between the MRT and Contract Co? MRT is essentially the entity that's specified in its bylaws and maybe articles of incorporation as directing all of its activities. I would have thought there needs to be some level of paper documenting that.
Yes, thanks very much for this, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. So the MRT not having a legal standing as such would mean that it would just have a charter, and various details in that charter would be providing the mandate that it has. With regards to the CSC, so that's the contract company, contract co, sorry, not the CSC, the contract co, it would, its bylaws apparently would basically be saying that they are to take instructions from the MRT and purely from the MRT. Now, I hesitated into going into the question of saying, well, what if the contract co then does not follow the MRT, since there's no contract between the MRT and the contract co? But I didn't go into that because we still couldn't answer the liability question with regards to the MRT members. When, if I can just sort of let you know, but when we all take part into ICANN working groups, whatever is discussed and said on the working groups and whatever decisions are made by the working group are covered as far as liability is concerned, with regards to whether a third party would disagree with that solution. And that third party, if they were to sue, would be able to sue ICANN, but would, in theory, and I don't think it's happened so far, but in theory, would not be suing individual people on that committee because it's under ICANN. If a group like the MRT is created and appears to be of the same legal standing as the ICG, which to me at the moment is a little bit unclear because it looks as though the ICG is something that is built by ICANN as it was mandated by the NTIA to build this group. If an MRT is created that is even completely outside the realm of ICANN, I just don't know where the liability lies. And there was no answer to this, so there wasn't any interest in going further into that for the time being. We clearly need legal advice. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. I'll share something that I discovered the other day that I don't know quite the legal status of it, but I'll tell you what it says. And this was in regard to certifying ALSs. And it says that, and I'll try to quote as close to verbatim as possible, for the purposes of certification of ALSs, a decision of the ALAC is deemed to be a decision of the ICANN board. That does two things. That changes the liability issue completely, assuming that that statement, wherever it stands, actually has legal status, which I don't know. It also says things are eligible for board reconsideration because it's deemed to be a decision of the board, even though it was a decision of a volunteer committee. So one can do all sorts of interesting things, but clearly it's a subject of some interest. I would suggest, however, that the relationship between Contract Co. and the MRT is of even more interest, because if I was going to be derogatory, and I'm not trying to, but I'm trying to give an example as illustrative as possible. The bylaws of Contract Co. are almost saying, take orders from, you know, your imaginary friend, the MRT, because it's not something that exists. And if the MRT doesn't have a legal basis, how does one enforce that you're taking orders from the right MRT, for that matter? You know, assuming there could be multiple MRTs that someone could invent. So I have an awful lot of problem with that part of the process. So I look forward to hopefully being involved in the discussion of that. Is there anything else we need to talk about at this point? Clearly things are in flux. I'm supposed to be revising our statement sometime today. Olivia, is there anything there which is so settled and so clear at this point, based on what Greg and the RFP3 group has done, that there's something needs to be changed in the statement as far as you know now?
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. So as far as I see, I think there's only one matter of concern that we might need to explore further, and that's the issue of separability or separation between ICANN and whatever system we're going to put in place here. What I mean by that is we have to find out how would things happen if an RFP was sent out and the contract was not allocated to ICANN. Would the proposal that we make still fly? Would the MRT, in the guise that we see it as, be able to take that decision to allocate the contract to another entity than ICANN, and how would it play out? I think that this is the big question I've heard from those people that oppose the ALAC's idea of keeping this somehow related within ICANN. that say yes, but how can you separate those functions if they need to be separated? The issue of separation between policy and implementation and rollout is something we might need to explore a little further.
Okay, thank you. Let me talk about that briefly. I don't want to spend the whole meeting on this subject, though. The current contract with the NTIA says you have to have reasonable separation between policy and IANA. And that was the reason that originally they were put on a separate floor and, you know, there was a clear delineation of staff. And that presumably satisfied the NTIA's need for that level of separation. In terms of separation of IANA from ICANN, our proposal basically says there is none except in certain very exceptional circumstances. But in what we're proposing, there is no RFP. There is no regular RFP. The issue should be addressed by the accountability issue. Any difficulty should be addressed by accountability issues, with the exception that we are proposing, and this goes back to the accountability group to flesh out, that if things got so bad, the MRT could order divestiture of ICANN. In other words, of IANA, rather. That is, IANA is essentially a subsidiary. Companies sell subsidiaries all the time. Companies transfer subsidiaries. And the MRT would have to have the ability to force that in the most extreme case. But other than that, there would not be an RFP on a regular basis. That's a characteristic of contract code. So I think we're okay there, but there may be something that needs to be fleshed out. And at the very least, we need to put something in the beginning of our comment saying the CWG proposal is changing by the moment, and some of the things we're raising may well be addressed by the time anyone reads that. And that, you know, we can't change the changing world. Any other comments that need to be made before we go on to the next item? Because of my being late, we are rather late in the meeting, so. No hands, no comments.
Alan?
Okay. Yes.
Alan, it's Olivier. Yeah, thank you, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. I was just going to add one thing. Then perhaps we have to focus on the idea of the IANA supporting organization and the semi-independent IANA supporting organization. I'm going to think a little bit about this. You know, could these be separated or whatever? Because I do acknowledge there is a weakness or this concern of saying, well, if ICANN goes rogue, how does this thing sort itself out?
Yep.
And so we do need to have this semi-independent IANA supporting organization part, and I would imagine that this could be something that is supported by the ISTAR organization. So it's got ICANN and the ISTAR in there,
as in
the communities.
Remember, if our model were to win, so to speak, all of this becomes ICANN accountability issue and rightfully fit in the second group. So whether the MRT is part of ICANN or external, whether there is an IANA supporting organization and where it fits is something that we're deferring at this point. But the bottom line is, if the accountability group cannot come up with something that categorically gives this group or one of those groups sufficient control over board decisions, then it's not going to fly and it can't work. And the NTIA has made it clear that without a suitable accountability, it's not going to fly. It's not going to be transferred. So the challenge is to fix that. But I'm not sure we need to fix it right now. We need to make a convincing case that it is fixable. But regardless, that doesn't sound like something we're going to be able to change in today's version. It may be the version that we post next Monday, just before the comment period closes, may say something somewhat different. All right, the next item, we had 10 minutes on the accountability.
Alan, it's still Olivier.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Thanks. Sorry for adding this, but we've had the discussion on the chat with Holly as well. SAC 69, the latest of the SAC papers, does say and does talk about severability, and that's probably what we need to look at, severability. I understand we're not going to get a full answer, but if we don't have an element pointing to a possibility of severability, I have grave concerns that we will be faced with a lot of pushback, and even from those people who are not happy with the contract co-system at the moment, but are saying, well, there is no alternative, so we'll go for the least worst option.
Well, we
don't want to end up with the least worst option. We want to end up with the best one. So,
but there is a section on that in the document right now. So we need to focus on enhancing it if it's not clear enough, or putting more details in it if we have to.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything explicitly on the accountability group? There is a call. Call going on, no, sorry, there's a chairs call going on right now, which I have been sitting in on, and that's running in parallel with this discussion right now. There's a significant concern among the co-chairs that the group is looking to them to have sort of plan a way forward, and they're trying to come up with some sort of document that makes some level of sense. As I said, I'm not part of that. I'm not on that call. And we still need to have closure on selecting a co-chair for that group. There's some private conversations going on, which I really don't want to talk about in a public forum right now. And I'm hoping we'll come to closure with that in the next day or so. Anything else on the accountability issue? Olivier, you're one of the other leaders on that. Or is there anyone else on this call who has any thoughts on it? Olivier, your hand is up.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's Olivier. I was just going to ask, where are we on the ratification of our representatives on that accountability working group? Are they officially settled in there? And if they are, I might recommend then that I've noticed there are a lot of sub-working groups that are starting, and obviously that someone would have to make sure that they're all involved in those sub-working groups. It's particularly important to be in there. And the last I saw, there was only one usual suspect that I found in some of these groups. Australian, I think she was.
Not particularly surprising. That was the one point I was going to add. In terms of the ratification, that's done. We set a deadline on the consensus call for the time when the meeting started, whenever it started last time, last Thursday or something. I've lost track. And so the team is ratified, the accountability group has been notified, and we have formally selected everyone except for a co-chair at this point. So all of that is official. The next step from my perspective is we need to coalesce the group of five people who are our members and anyone else on the accounting team, on the accountability group as participants who are affiliated with ALAC to provide them some guidance. Now, we made a strategic mistake on not formally trying to come up with an ALAC position prior to the Frankfurt meeting, and I think we want to be a lot more coordinated than that. So I think we need to schedule a meeting very quickly, at least with the five members, and I would suggest plus Olivier, and if possible, you know, and certainly invite anyone else on the accountability part, who's an accountability participant, to also participate. Essentially a new ad hoc group, and I'm not worried about the name of it right now, but we do need to convene a discussion of it very quickly. The next meeting of that group is tomorrow, is that correct?
Yes,
anybody?
That's correct. Dijani speaking.
Yeah. Thank you. It would be nice if we could try to meet before then. Due to my family problems, I'm not sure I'll be available at any given time, but we should do our best to try to make sure everybody else meets, even if I can't make it. So I ask for an action item from staff to try to pull together something as quickly as possible. Olivier, your hand up again or an old hand? Down. Okay, let's go on with the next item, Finance and Budget Subcommittee. I noticed we got a couple of answers when we pushed for people to answer by last Friday. I presume we still have some RALOs that have not selected their people, and in some cases ALAC members have not been selected. Is that correct? Anyone on staff watching this?
This is Terry. That is correct.
Okay. Which RALOs are, which ALAC members are we missing? And
so, Alan, this is Heidi. Basically, we've sent out a couple of reminders or a call and then a reminder with the deadline of last week. And so far, we've just heard back from LAC RALO and AP RALO, and then one or two people for observers.
I understand the observers, and that's less relevant.
Yeah, so that's all we have. So basically,
okay,
we need...
So AP RALO is the only one that has contributed both their RALO person and their ALAC person. Is that correct? So we're missing ALAC people. We are missing formerly ALAC people from all the other four regions. I would suggest you're going to have to deal one by one with people, not public emails, and get commitments from them. So from Naralo, we need either Glenn or Eduardo to step up. And we need the RALO to identify whether it's the acting chair or the acting secretariat who's going to take that role. And I would suggest you put the question directly to the acting chair. For AP
okay,
RALO,
I'll make that.
For LAC RALO, we don't have an ALAC member. We need to decide which of our ALAC members is the person. And for URALO and AFRALO, or URALO, we need both, I think, and AFRALO, we need a RALO person, and there's the question of whether the formal, although Tijani is taking a lead role in the group, the question is the formal LAC RALO or AFRALO ALAC member Tijani or Baran who has expressed some interest. So I leave it up to them to decide, but we really need to decide and schedule a meeting as quickly as possible. I worry about not being able to do, if we can't even pick a few people, how are we ever going to do our work? We have hands from Olivier and Glenn.
Okay, thank you, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. So, URALO has reconducted their members to the group. So it's Olivier, myself for ALAC, Wolf Ludwig for URALO, and I believe Oksana Prohodko was the third person that also volunteered for this. I can't even remember. This is all from memory. I think there might be a fourth person, but we've reconducted essentially the members that were there. If I might say, this is a committee that doesn't inspire that much excitement, although it is so important. And I think you're going to have a hard time finding new people to fill in that committee. I would suggest you go to the people or to the RALOs and remind them who their members were on that committee and just ask them if they want to reconduct them on that in those positions. It's going to be hard to find brand new people who are not involved in other things and who will just want to be involved in that.
Thank you, Olivier. I do understand that, but we are asking for something slightly different. That is, the RALO people, the RALO person who's formally designated, if they pick someone who's not a RALO officer, then the RALO officers have to agree that that person's opinion counts on behalf of the RALO. Which is not something that we've asked before. Yes, Glenn. Glenn, we can't hear you.
Okay.
Glenn, your hand is up, but we don't hear you speaking.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Twice, actually, as an echo.
last week on the...
Glenna, if you're on your phone, mute your computer speaker, please.
It's muted.
Okay.
Okay, last week on the...
We're not hearing you, Glenn.
Alan, this is Terry. It looks like he's disconnected from the Adobe Connect side, so we'll have to get him reconnected.
No, I'm connected on with the Deagle.
Okay, then please go ahead.
Yeah, echo was coming through Adobe. Okay, last week Eduardo said he's too busy with the other committee, so he asked me to step up to be on this committee. I haven't heard back from Darlene or Alan Scooth if they want to continue on the committee, but I'm more than happy to volunteer since Eduardo's tied up. I could follow up with Darlene and Alan to see if they still want to be on the committee.
Yeah, no, Glenn, if they want to be on as participants, that's up to them to say so. Right now, the RALO leadership needs to select someone either from the leadership or someone else on their behalf to act on the committee.
Okay, as I said, Alan, I volunteered. If you say you want a process of asking Norello itself if they want to select someone, I can post it to the discussion list.
No, I did not say that. I said we need to ask the Norello leadership, which is Evan right now, to either identify someone among the leadership or to identify someone else who the leadership blesses as their spokesperson. Staff, can we have someone contact Evan directly and put the question to him? If he doesn't understand, he may not have been focusing on the finance and budget emails that have gone out. You may want to forward something to him, but please make personal contact and let's get this resolved.
Alan, this is Heidi. I'm the staff lead for that group, so I can go ahead and do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then as soon as we know who's on the group, let's schedule a meeting as soon as we can, please. One of the things we want to do with the meeting is we want to meet with ICANN finance staff and be given an overview of what the process and rules will be and any other direction that they can provide. So we really need to do that before Christmas, and Christmas is sadly very close. Tijani, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Alan. As I told you by email, the finance Xavier asked that we meet with them, that they present again their presentation about the process of planning. And I asked you if you want this call to be done, but I didn't receive your answer. So I think that it is a very good opportunity to ask them to go ahead and schedule a meeting in coordination with Heidi so that we can have this meeting as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Tijani. I agree completely, and that's why I've been pushing to find out who the members are so we can schedule that meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, Alan, this is Heidi.
Yes.
Just really quickly, we've been waiting for finance and others within ICANN staff to be ready to take this to the community. So they should be ready this week. So we can do something hopefully later this week.
Okay. So in other words, we haven't lost too much time in this process, but we need to get our part done quickly and then schedule the meeting, and we know how difficult it is to schedule meetings on our group. Anything else on finance and budget?
Yes, Alan, just to tell you that I will work with Aziz so that the members from Afralo will be appointed very, very soon. Thank you.
Okay, and you will talk to Baran also?
Okay, I will tell Aziz exactly the situation, and I will let him do what he wants to do, what he thinks he has to do.
Okay, but as far as I'm concerned, it can be decided between the ALAC members. If you want to involve Aziz, that's clearly something I have no problem with.
Okay, thank you.
They said we're in a bit of an awkward situation since I asked you to you to take a lead role in it before we came up with the formal allocation of people, and both of us presumed that Baran would be too busy to do this at this point, but she's expressed an interest, so we have to address it one way or another. But I'm happy to have both of you there, and I don't much care who has the participant name and who has the member name from the point of view of our discussions. And I'm still relying on you, Tijani, to help us make sure we don't mess this up.
Yes, I will do exactly what you wanted me to do. I mean that I will let Aziz know, and
okay.
I will try to give him all the situation and help him also to take the right decision and with consultation with Veran for sure.
Thank you, Tijani.
Okay, thank you.
And the next item is ICANN 52, and I'm listed as the lead person. I'm not going to say very much. The only thing I'll say is something that I have said before is I won't say the instructions, but certainly the guidelines that I've given both Leon and staff is to the extent possible, we really do not want to meet every day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The meetings that are being scheduled by ICANN and by now the accountability and the stewardship, potentially the stewardship groups, are to a large extent out of our control. But the general feeling seems to be, and I know that was going to be discussed on the the chair's call that I missed today, there seems to be an indication that there's not going to be an awful lot of discussion going on at ICANN other than related to the IANA transition one way or another. So that even is even more going to put some controls around us as to what other meetings we hold. So I suspect a fair number of the meetings that we have scheduled in the past routinely may not be happening at this meeting. And I'm sure that some people are going to be unhappy with that, but I don't think we have much control, and I don't really want to go to 14-hour days for the ALAC, certainly not on a regular basis. And I turn it over to whoever is Gisela, I guess, and Leon to take us through where we are and what decisions do we have to make on the short term.
Working on the second draft of the agenda. I have some questions from Olivia.
Don't hear you.
Leon, your voice is breaking up badly. Are you on Adobe Connect or on the bridge?
Oh, I'm on the bridge. I'm on my phone.
Now you better.
Well, let's try for a minute, but I couldn't make out what you were saying a minute ago. I heard that answer more clearly, so let's try once more.
Okay, let's try it once more. So I'm going to have an updated agenda later today. I'm going to send it back to Gisela and you, and I'm collecting the suggestions made by Olivier and other people in the group, and we have so far confirmed that we'll have, an ALAC board meeting, and this is going to be on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. And
Tuesday.
And what else? I'll have that by now.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
If I may, I can send an email later today updating everyone with this.
Yeah, okay. Leon, anything you send to the whole ALT at this point. Send anything to me for my approval. My access to email and my availability of time is going to be sketchy, so don't wait for me to approve anything before sending it to the ALT.
Okay, rather. Perfect. Excellent. And, one thing is that the working groups will be meeting only on hot topics. Not every working group will be meeting, and that'll keep us on schedule, not having meetings all day at 7 a.m. So we're going to meet just with the working groups that have hot topics on their hands. And that's how we're going to manage to not meet at 7 a.m. all day.
Thank you, Leon. And by hot topics, I'm presuming you can define that two different ways. One is either things that are currently being discussed, and the other is issues that really need to be discussed and resolved in this time frame. I'm a little bit concerned that we may end up with a lot of people saying they have hot topics, but with not much attendance and allocation of space to all of those may be problematic. So I'm going to let you interface with the people who are requesting meetings and try to come to closure on whether they're they meet in Singapore or not. Feel free to escalate to the ALT, however, for a decision if you cannot resolve it easily.
Excellent. We'll do it that way.
Okay. Tijani?
Yes, thank you, Alan. I would like to say that for this meeting, for the Singapore meeting, please don't schedule anything before taking into account the CCWG meetings. We will have two meetings. And also the other, I think CWG will also have to meet in Singapore. So it is sure that members of ALAC who are involved in the CCWG or in the CWG will not attend any other event if they are in the same time as the CCWG or the CWG meetings. So I think that this time, since we are living more or less a storm of this transition, we need to take it into account before any other planning. We can plan our activities if it is not in our conventional or our normal times. We can find other times, but we don't have to let our members choosing between an ALAC member, an ALAC meeting, and a transition meeting or an accountability meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tijani. I agree completely, and I guess I didn't say that clearly enough, but I will say it again clearly. We are going to have to work around the CCWG meetings, and as you say, there's probably going to be a CWG meeting, although I haven't heard any discussion of it yet, although maybe there's one somewhere on the agenda. I can't imagine it will not be meeting, but maybe its issues are completely put to bed by that point and there won't be need to be something in Singapore. Certainly the deadline will have passed at that point, I believe.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean our work is completed. The CCWG on accountability, the overlap between the official members, the participants who are going to be very active, and the ALAC and regional leadership is very heavy overlap. So yes, I would not want to schedule meetings, and I know staff is already working on that. We're looking at where the meetings are tentatively scheduled to make sure that we don't have any overlap. Gisela, you had your hand up, and I didn't notice before, so please.
Sorry, yes, it's just, thank you, Alan, Gisela here. It's just, if everyone else has finished, I'll just finish off with a few points, but I see that Maureen still has her hand raised. So
okay,
I'm happy to go after Maureen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Gisela. Maureen?
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Gisela. I'm probably about the same thing. This is timely that I have actually made a request to staff about a date and time for the joint meeting of the ALAC and CCNSO. Things were sort of like rather delayed last time, and only a few members of the CCNSO were able to attend because they were everything was really pushed at the last meeting. But I do believe that the last session we had, where we had we were actually able to have a very timely and relevant session relating to what was pretty hot at the time and still is, of course, the IANA transition and the accountability issues. And I just sort of like feel it is important that we can make a time as early as possible now so that we can discuss and share common ground about the issues of concern to both our groups, but if we could just have a date and time, sort of like considered as soon as possible, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. I'll come back to you in a moment. Tijani?
Okay, thank you, Alan. I am sorry I joined a little bit late, and I don't know if the issue of the co-chair of the CCWG was addressed, but I do think that we need to appoint someone before Frankfurt meeting, which is very, very soon. So I think that if we have to make a vote or to make a selection or to make, I don't know what is the mechanism you are planning, but the mechanism has to start very soon so that we will have the co-chair appointed very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Yes, it was discussed. The extent to which it was discussed said there's some discussions going on and I don't want to talk about them in a public meeting. I will share
it with you privately if you wish.
Okay, thank you.
But at this point, I would hope we will have someone selected by probably not by the meeting tomorrow, but certainly sometime soon afterwards.
Okay.
Holly, you had some statements. Is there something you really want to say in this meeting, or you simply wanted to talk to Leon afterwards?
Afterwards is fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. With regard to Maureen's comment, I think this is perhaps one of those issues that we're going to have to decide and decide very quickly. Is a CCNSO ALAC meeting on our critical path right now? Certainly, the meeting last time was with regard to the IANA transition. But by the time we meet in Singapore, that's likely to be tied up with a ribbon on it. And I'm not sure that's going to be a hot topic anymore. And so I ask you to consider, are there issues there that really we need to resolve in this time frame or that will cause a significant problem if we don't resolve them before June? So I don't know if I want to discuss it right now, but think about that and get back to Leon and Gisela. And if you believe there's really a need for a meeting that we can't wait for, then both of them will do their best to try to make sure it happens. Olivier, and then Gisela.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
We can, and I'm
yes.
Closing the queue after you so we can go to Gisela next.
All right, thanks, Alan. You just mentioned now that the meeting in Singapore would mean that the proposal will have already been sent out and gone through the process. I'm not that 100% sure that we have to look at it this way. You do have to remember that the proposal will be sent, will be then given to the ICG and then passed on, etc. But it is likely that there will be some feedback and some more work into changing the proposal if the NTIA does not like the proposal as it comes there. And also, it might well be that the ICG will ask for amendments and changes to the proposal itself if it cannot come to a consensus on an overall proposal. I'm not sure, that said, whether it would be of help to meet the CCNSO or not. I would perhaps maybe then say, if not a full group, then maybe we could just look for a breakfast or something with the CCNSO leadership, and at least be able to exchange what their points of view are. I have noticed that some country code operators have similar concerns than what we have, and so even if we don't manage to get our solution, and I hope that we do, but if we don't manage to get our solution in the draft, the first draft that's going to be sent out to the ICG, it might be worth looking at the time when this draft will come back and when some amendments might need to be made.
Okay. Look, let me make it clear. I'm not vetoing any meetings. If we think there's going to be something on the table that we need to allocate time for, whether it's between leadership or between the full groups, I'm quite happy to do it. I have no doubt I'm going to be meeting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and later every day. I've been trying to make it easier on the overall group, and to the extent that we can, fine. So, Olivier, if you want to get involved with the discussion with Maureen and Leon and Gisela, that's fine. We're trying to make the right decisions, and we're so much in the dark as to what stage we're going to be at that point. And at this point, we're still in the dark about what meetings are going to be scheduled around us, and I have no doubt ICANN management will change things a week before the meeting.
Welcome, ALAC Chair.
Thank you very much. I'm just trying to provide some guidelines, but they really are only guidelines. I'm really not taking executive decisions without the person who actually knows what's going on in some of these cases. Gisela, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Alan. Gisela here, for the record. Just to say, Leon has been working on the schedule. As he said, he will be sending out the second draft, and as per Alan's request, we will copy in the ALT on this. I have flagged up a few meetings to find out whether we require them or not, and I'll pick that up offline, possibly on whether we need to meet with the NCSG, the registrars, SAC we usually have on Sunday during the main ALAC session, etc. Just as an update, we don't have a gala in Singapore as of today, or we don't have any information on that, but I don't believe we're going to have one. So we're likely to have the AP RALO showcase on the Wednesday evening. No social interaction with the board, and with regards to the rest, we will update everyone on an email, and because now we're copying everyone into the email, we'll do a short summary on what we've already discussed, the working groups that will be meeting, those who have requested meetings, etc., so that everyone's in the loop.
Thank you.
And, oh,
thank
sorry, you. And just with regards to the CCWG and the CWG, I am trying to follow up with relevant ICANN staff on when we're likely to get dates of these meetings in Singapore, because again, our schedule is going to have to be flexible according to these dates, and the sooner we get them, the better it will be, and I think this goes for all groups.
Okay, thank you. Did you say there will not be an interaction with the board and the ALAC?
Gisela here. There will be the ALAC board meeting on the Tuesday morning, but there won't be a social cocktail. That will be in Buenos Aires.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that they hadn't canceled that meeting, although it will...
No, sorry.
Although we will have a challenge deciding what we're going to be talking about, but again, it partially depends on how things evolve between now and then. So I'm not going to try to close that discussion. My computer is making sounds that people are talking on a Prep ICANN 52 Skype session. Just to let you know, I'm not looking at it. So if you're expecting me to take action because of something someone's saying, you're wrong. Gisela, anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay, and Olivier, I thought I had closed the speaker list on this session, but your hand is up again.
I sneaked back in. It's Olivier speaking. Just notice there is no meeting with the GAC at the moment.
That was highlighted, and I'm expecting that there is some discussions on staff, with staff going on that. Certainly, at the very least, a meeting with GAC leadership is something that we really need to do. I don't care if it's over a lunch or a breakfast, but at the very least, the ALT or the full ALAC with GAC leadership, if not the full GAC.
Alan, on that, this is Heidi.
Yep.
I believe that what they have requested is, even with the new leadership, that if we could have topics that you'd like to discuss with them first, and then that will be asked, you know, we'll bring that over to the leadership then.
Noted. Well, I think we can talk about at least one of them, that is PICS and Category 1, Category 2 restrictions. The world may have changed by then. That may no longer be relevant or may still be relevant. That's certainly one major topic of interest, of what I believe is common interest right now. I ask anyone else on the ALT to quickly propose any other issues. And I think if we have a meeting just between leaderships, the issue is how do we actually operationally get more cooperation? Because I think the mechanics of it are one of the things that is holding us up right now. I'm not sure that's something we would want to talk about in the full group, but certainly that's something I think we need to address at some level of formality or informality. The IANA stewardship, again, we don't know where the world will be sitting by then, but that's certainly a likely topic of interest. Anything else I've missed, people? Leon says accountability. I think at this point when we're talking about leadership transition, it's a merger of the detailed plan and the accountability that goes along with it. Accountability is less or more relevant depending on which plan we're talking about. All right, let us go on to the next subject. And Olivier has his hand up again.
Thank you, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. And
sorry
about this.
It must be frustrating, Olivier, to have to put your hand up now.
Not at all. As long as you give me the floor every time I put my hand up, I'm delighted. It's great.
you will recall the number of times. If you give me the floor for a minute, you will recall the number of times I put my hand up in meetings and you refused to let me speak. Wait till I start that.
I'm dreading the time when you'll remember this, and it looks like you're well on your way to remember it. Olivia speaking. On the action items, I note here to ask if the GAC leadership could meet with the ALT. Are we asking to have ALT with GAC leadership or full GAC with full ALAC? I just want to make sure we're clear on this.
I don't have a really strong feeling. I believe strongly we need to have one or the other. I think it would be asking too much to have both. So it depends to a large extent what the GAC can fit into their schedule at this point. And I'm going to leave it to staff and see what we can arrange.
So at the moment, it's Olivia speaking, at the moment it's only the AI just asked for a GAC leadership with ALT.
Okay, you're reading the AIs, I haven't. They do get passed by me afterwards. I will presume it will be corrected in due time to say that it is one or the other, depending on availability and options.
It's being fixed.
Thank you.
Back to you. Thank you.
Thank you for noticing.
So Alan, I'm sorry, but it's not the ALAC with the full GAC. It's the full ALAC or the ALT with the GAC leadership.
We have three options. We have the ALAC with the GAC. We have the ALAC, the ALT with GAC leadership. And we also have in the past done ALAC plus leadership of some group. I personally find that a little bit less productive because we are typically overwhelming the leadership of the other group with a lot of people, and I find that's a dynamic which doesn't work very well. So my preference is ALAC with the GAC, ALT with GAC leadership, not necessarily in priority order. The other option is ALAC with the GAC leadership. If they really feel comfortable about that, then certainly we can do that. I tend to put that lower on priority. Tijani. Tijani, we can't hear you.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. If it is the ALT who will meet with either the whole GAC or the leadership of the GAC, I propose that we propose Saturday as a meeting day, since we are the ALT is arriving on Friday, and we will have the whole Saturday to program any meeting we want. So I will be. I think that it will be a good use of our time if we program the meeting on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I think that's an excellent idea. Olivier has said no. I wouldn't think the ALT would meet with the whole GAC for the same reason. I think the dynamic tends to be rather poor at that point. Olivier, do you want to explain why you said no?
Yeah, thank you, Alan. It's Olivier. So the GAC, depending on what it has on its agenda, would be meeting on Saturday already. And if it doesn't, then GAC members would not be there yet. They usually arrive at the very last minute.
Yes, but it is conceivable that staff may find that a lunch on Saturday with the ALT and GAC leadership is possible.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, it means they actually have to be there.
If they're there and if they're able to, but in general, they're neither there or they're not able to.
Okay, so you weren't saying it's a bad idea. You were just saying it might not be possible to do.
Yep.
Okay, understood. That X was not understood properly. Anything else on ICANN 52? I don't have any clue how we are in terms of time. I think we're doing okay, though, but I'm not sure. Okay, ICANN 52 is done. The next item is the ALAC agenda. It says I'm going to speak for 10 minutes. I'm not going to. I haven't looked at the agenda at all yet. Heidi, do you want to focus on, are there any things that we need to make decisions on this meeting?
So, Alan, this is Heidi. I have not updated the ALAC agenda, so it's basically open to what the main topics you think will need to be discussed.
Okay. I don't have the presence of mind to do that right now. I do ask for input from the ALT to if there are any items you believe need to be discussed on this ALAC meeting, the one that's just immediately prior to many people going on Christmas break, then please send a message to the ALT and identify what the topics are. Heidi and I will attempt to put the meeting plan together. The meeting is next week, if I remember correctly, which means we should put it together by the agenda together to the extent possible by later this week. So you've got 2 days or so to make any comments. If you have anything, please let us know. Olivier.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. And just a kind reminder not to forget the reports from the liaisons in the next call, and also not to forget the ALSs that have been ratified or been added or currently in the process of being ratified.
I do believe those were already identified as mistakes we made last time, so I'm hoping someone has notes of them. We will not make that same mistake next time. I will go on record saying I don't have notes on it, but I'm hoping somebody does.
Yeah, Alan, this is Heidi. There are AI for me. So
thank you very much. I trust that that was the case. All right, then we will do that 10-minute item very quickly. If there's, as I said, if there's anything, you've got 2 days. By sometime Thursday, please let us know. If there is, or better still, by the end of Wednesday, let us know if there's anything that we need to be focusing on the ALAC meeting. Otherwise, Heidi and I will make things up on our own. Policy development activities. Ariel, I presume this page is updated, so do I need to update it to change it soon after the meeting has started? Or were we correct before?
This is Ariel speaking. Yes, the page has been updated, but I do need decisions from you.
Sorry, I didn't catch it. You need sufficient?
No, I need, this is Ariel again. I need some decisions from you about
decisions, yes. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that what I had on my screen was current at this point. All right. We have not approved any formal policies recently. Statements stalled or require decision. The operating plan. Leon, you're the lead person on that. Where are we at that point? Do you feel comfortable we're making progress and we'll make a reasonable deadline? We've already missed, I believe, the formal deadline for the first half. But it's ICANN staff has essentially formally announced that the division of comments and replies is just waiting to be killed completely. I don't think we need to honor that. So the question is, will we have a statement that we believe will be reflective of ALAC concerns in enough time, or do we need to light some fires under people?
The statement is already in the wiki for public comments. We haven't received any comments so far. So I would ask Ariel to make a call for everyone to take a look at the draft statement, and if there are no comments in a given time, we'd say 2 or 3 days, we can say that would be a final draft, and then call for voting on whether or not we've done that.
Is it a statement you feel proud of at this point, or do you want to take your name off of it in shame?
Well, that makes me think of leaving my name on it. No, I mean, the statement is pretty simple. It's quite concrete. And I think that all the members had enough time to comment on the
on the program, so I believe that if no other members commented on the program, then that's what we are seeing on it. And
okay.
Those are the improvements we are suggesting for it to happen.
Okay. Thank you. I must admit I haven't looked at it yet. If there's anyone else on the ALT who has not looked at it, please do so and make comments if appropriate. Thank you, Leon. The statement on the cross-community working group, the transition, there have been some comments on it. I will do my best to incorporate things. I haven't seen much that actually is a minor change that can be made in a quick, small number of hours today. But I will look at all the comments again, and that will be sent out for posting on the list, or I'll post it, I'm not sure which, before the, essentially before the end of today or early tomorrow, and so we can get it in a place where other people can see it. My hope is to get it out today, so there's a daily report going out to the CWG on are there any new posts, and I would like to get it in enough time so it gets reported tomorrow. And I'll check with Bernie Turcotte exactly when he does that verification. Seeing no hands, the IDN TLD program, the Label Generation Rule Set Tool Project, the comment says stalled, no follow-up from the IDN group. At this point, the question that was asked of them is, do they have any reason to believe that the specifications to build a tool set that have been sent out are missing anything or have anything wrong? I think the indicative of the fact that we've got no comments and they don't know what to do says either no one's read it, which would be rather poor, or they don't really have any comments on it, which is just fine for us to make a decision that there are no comments. Ariel, or I'm not sure who's dealing with Satish, I know he was put in the lead position without really having a full understanding of what he should be doing. But at this point, do you believe it's really stalled, or have they really made a decision that they don't need to say anything?
Thanks, Alan. This is Ariel speaking. I have conveyed the information you give me to Satish and Adlin, but they never got back to me. And I will keep follow up with them and then keep you updated and see whether this is really thought or not.
I trust you to be satisfyingly annoying that they won't ignore you. Okay, we have things we've decided not to submit on. We don't need to talk about them. And we have new public comments. There are two of them. One is the renewal of the .jobs registry agreement. Holly, did I miss something? No, your hand is down. Okay.
Yeah, just on the IDN thing, and possibly it's an issue. I was talking with a person from Oz Registry who was saying one of the IDN problems is a lot of stuff happens in English when it comes to names, but the people who want the names don't speak English. And what they're finding, particularly since Oz Registry is operating in the Middle East, is an actual language problem in implementation. Now, is that something that could be an issue, or is that something that fits into an existing policy?
Well, if I'll try to answer. If anyone else has a comment, fine. If the people involved that we have involved in this project, and I would hope this message would go to them, feel that one of the reasons we're not getting comments in this particular thing is the people who would say the rules, say the tool specifications are inadequate, only speak Arabic, and the tool specifications were not put out in Arabic, if they weren't, I don't know if they were or not, then that's a problem and we should be saying that.
I'll check.
If we're making a generic statement that if we're talking IDN, you should be translating every document, that's something that needs to be said in some form, but that's not the question they're asking in this case.
No. I'll check on that and get back to whomever.
Okay, thank you very much, Holly. Okay, .jobs, at this point, the registry agreement is up for renewal.
If I understand correctly, what they are doing is they have taken the new generic registry renewal agreement, which there is a general understanding that they're going to be using the new agreement as the base, and retrofitted into it the specific differences that are necessary because it is a sponsored TLD, and in this case, I believe also because I think Dot Jobs is a third level one, which makes it a little different also. I have no particular interest in looking at the details of this. Does anyone else in this group feel that we need to be focusing on this agreement and commenting on it? Hearing no hands, seeing no X's, seeing no check marks, presuming you're still awake, I think we just made a decision that there's no comment on this one. All right, release of country territory names for .bmw and .mini. If you remember correctly, there was a comment that we did put in, I think, on .newstar, which had a similar request. I asked staff to double check, but my recollection is that what we said at that point is we have no objection. In fact, we think there should have been fewer restrictions to begin with. Given that, we have two choices. If my memory is correct, we have two choices. We can either put a similar statement in here and this time say, and by the way, when it comes up next time, we want to say the same thing, which is what we did on release of CC names, or we can just be silent on this. Any strong feeling which way we should go? I believe, but I'm not 100% sure, that the new star request has gone through because there was essentially few reservations other than from the GAC. And I believe they said they would deal with the GAC if necessary. Does anyone recall whether I'm correct and that's how it ended? Is anyone still awake out there?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Someone's awake. Okay. Does everyone want me to make a unilateral decision on this? And
yes.
Or do you have any comments? Okay. Olivier wants me to make a unilateral decision. Somebody said yes in the background. I think it was Holly. Could I ask staff to look at the new star decision, which was a few months ago, or comment, and convey to me in a short form what the outcome was, and I'll make a decision on this one. Not on this call, but afterwards, please. Okay, Atlas 2 recommendations, 5 minutes, next steps. I have done nothing on this. I don't know if Olivier has put any time in on it, and I don't think we've had many committee meetings which have focused on this. Holly has her hand up.
Yeah, just a thought. When we get to the next item, about which I have nothing to say, one of the things I was thinking about is if you're looking at an ALAC review, you ought to be folding into that outcomes from Atlas 2 as some of the things that issues to be looked at and where they have, there should be some kind of space in the review to look at Atlas 2. So I actually think those two items go together. And that said, I haven't done anything on the review other than just read the past report.
Okay, we're not on the review yet, Holly.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just thinking that Atlas 2 should fold into the review, and then at the next item, I'll talk about the review.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about it on the next item. Olivier, you have your hand up on this one.
Yeah, thank you very much for this, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. So on the topic of Atlas 2 follow-up, I have some serious work to do here, and I admit having not focused much on it. As you know, as a quick recap, work has been sent to various working groups that the at-large community is running. And so one of the first things that's going to need to take place is to take stock of where we are, where the different working groups are today with being able to provide input, and which ones of those recommendations we can produce a response that will, or a full recommendation that we can then send to the board in Singapore. We had told the board that we would be having a full set of recommendations by Singapore, or at the time it was supposed to be Marrakesh, but by the next ICANN meeting, and I do have concerns that we probably are not going to have a full set of recommendations. That said, I know and I am aware that working groups, or at least those that are meeting regularly, are moving forward with the work, and so there will be some output. Similarly speaking, if you recall, in Los Angeles, the ALAC did send some recommendations to the board, and I have not had any feedback on those so far, and I'm not quite sure where we are on that either. But that would obviously need to be a follow-up as well. Thank you,
Olivier. I guess I'll point out that the vast majority of recommendations either are not for the board or were not ready for board discussion in previous times. So I'm not sure how many of the ones that we have sort of, quote, sent to the board, we're really in a position to ask them what they've done about it yet. I thought that they were largely all referred back to us for more specificity and detail. All of that being said, I guess I'm obliged to say that as important as it is to make sure that we don't forget the outcome of Atlas, many of these things are just not the highest items on our priority list right now. And certainly in terms of allocating the time of the people who tend to run working groups and tend to put in the bulk of the work on them. So if we miss a deadline for Singapore talking with the board about this, to be honest, I think they have other things on their plate also, and I don't think anyone's going to be upset about it. That being said, at some point we are going to have to get back to them. So I don't think I would ask, you know, you, Olivier, right now, to stop working on accountability and IANA to go back and clean up the Atlas recommendations. I just don't think that's where we need the focus to be, given how fast things are moving. Heidi, you had your hand up.
Alan, just very briefly, this is Heidi for the record. We had discussed earlier that one way, perhaps moving forward very quickly, by Singapore is to form a very small group just to move ahead on a few of them so there would be something to report in Singapore. Something that we did for the ALAC improvements was to get that small group together and just push through some of the recommendations.
Would you thank you for reminding me of that. Yes, we had talked about that before. Are you looking for volunteers, or would you like to buttonhole a few people who you think are the key people to do this?
I'm happy to buttonhole a few people, but you're going to be one of them.
then you are so charged, and good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
You may write yourself an AI. Tijani.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. Even if we will not give our recommendation to the board on Singapore meeting, we need to prepare a small report explaining that we were really busy by the IANA transition and the accountability, so that we couldn't prepare and honor our commitment for Singapore. We need to give them anything, something. We don't have to be silent. Thank you.
Noted, and thank you for that. Heidi, you have another option on your menu of things you can do.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm incorporating that into my AI.
Okay, thank you. Anything else on that item? Seeing no hands, hearing no voices. Update on the ALAC review.
let me give you a bit of update, and then I'm going to turn it over to Heidi, who is not listed there, and then we'll go to Holly, and Cheryl is not on the call, I believe. The intent last time we had a very brief informal discussion with staff on this and with Ray, who's leading the Structural Improvements Committee, was that first the Structural Improvements Committee had to meet and discuss this, which they have not done. The next step was going to be that the SIC meet with the ALT and Cheryl, who we've asked to be involved because of the, among other things, for reasons of history. Heidi, have you, last time I know you talked to Larissa, she didn't have that on her list as one of the tasks.
This is Heidi. We've been in touch this past week, and she's speaking to Ray this week, and we'll have an update on whether the SIC will be in a position to meet with the ALT in a single issue call this month, but it's likely going to be in January.
Okay. So, as I said, first there was going to be a meeting with the ALT, just making sure that we're all talking on the same grounds before we made a formal presentation with incorporating some SIC members, but also staff to the ALAC to have a wider discussion. My recollection is, however, that this should not be, that the title we have on this thing is ALAC review, and I thought it was at large. Am I
correct? It is at large.
Okay.
Sorry, did I put ALAC?
You did put ALAC.
Sorry.
you remember that last time, some of you may not remember, but the last review was very specifically ALAC, and we explicitly did not look at anything outside of ALAC because at that point the RALOs were just forming, and we didn't think it was appropriate to try to do a review of something which had just been birthed to a large extent and really hadn't done anything. At this point, that may well be a large focus, if not the only focus, of the review, to look at essentially effectiveness and are we doing what we should be doing? If not, how should we be changing? We already know some of the answers to that ourselves because we have some level of dissatisfaction at this point, but that will be input to the process. Holly, with regard to your suggestion of incorporating the Atlas II recommendations, I would think that if and when there is intersection, we certainly should do that. We shouldn't ignore them, but I wouldn't attempt to take the whole body of them and integrate them with the review in any way. I think that's just going to confuse the issue. That's my personal take on it anyway. Tijani. Can't hear you.
And Alan, this is Terry from staff. Tijani just dropped his audio and we're trying to get him back.
Okay. Anyone else comments on the overall issue of the review?
Alan, this is Heidi.
Yep, go ahead.
Yes, I've been in touch with Cheryl about creating a new workspace for the at-large review, and what we thought that Ariel and I will work on something like an umbrella workspace similar to the one we did for the board director position. So we'll have one space with the previous review and then another a link to the new workspace. We'll go ahead and populate that as we think relevant, and then we'll send that link to Holly and Cheryl for review.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Alan?
Yes, Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Since it is not a larger review, I'd like to emphasize the fact that this review must be done on several steps or several stages, several layers. We have to start by the review of the ALSs, of the RALOs, and then of the whole ALAC. It is the way that can, in my point of view, can lead to a real review of the whole ALAC. If we start reviewing all those structures at the same time, we may be in not a very good position to because sometimes we will have contradiction between this and this other structure. So I think that we need to do it by layers. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Since there's going to be essentially one review, which is a single pass, I'm not sure we have the luxury of having the consultant do one thing, report on it, and then go on to another one. We can certainly make some recommendations when the process is starting, and that's one of the reasons that I believe we want the ALT and then the ALAC meeting with the Structural Improvements Committee, is to make sure that they have the, without trying to sound too arrogant, the benefit of our wisdom before they, you know, commit to too much. But, you know, to what extent we will have the flexibility to do exactly as you're saying. I'm not sure that the process lends itself to that, but certainly to the extent possible, that's an interesting idea.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Next item is ALAC and the next round of new GTLDs. And I have 5 minutes to speak on that. I don't have 5 minutes to speak. Tijani and I have been somewhat active, Tijani more than me, in the GNSO group that is putting together the list of stuff that may work itself into a PDP or into something else. Tijani, do you feel that they have documented the issues that you raised sufficiently well at this point, or do we need to take out our hammers and hit people on the head?
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. All points raised by me and by Evan were taken into account and were very well written in the list. And now, as Alan said, we are in a discussion team. It is a discussion group. It is a discussion. There is no decision. No, it is only discussion. We are trying to discuss those points so that if there is any follow-up on the upcoming rounds, we have already something done. So I think that our concerns are very well taken into account and are written in this list.
Thank you very much. I have just a little bit of concern that the board is putting too much focus on this right now when the new round cannot be launched until there are several, you know, there's at least one ATRT, not ATRT, but affirmation of commitments review that has to be done. There is what will inevitably be a PDP that's likely to take a year or two. So I think they're starting to get some of the business parts of this organization a little bit too eager to start a new round, and I don't think we're anywhere near that. So my personal perspective is let's put the brakes on as much as we can. We are still having very significant problems with the implementation of the first round. So I'm not at all eager to move too quickly, but we are participating at this point to the extent that things are going on. Olivier.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. I'm very surprised that they would be looking at moving forward with this, bearing in mind the public discussion that took place in, I think it was in Los Angeles. I can't remember whether it was the last one or before that, but in
Los
one of the
Angeles.
Recent LA. Thank you, Tijani.
LA, yeah.
Overall, the majority of the respondents were saying, let's just first find out what happens with the current one. And there was certainly no push to have a new round except from a few commercial quarters that just want to cash in quickly on the next round. It seemed to be pretty clear to me.
Yep. No, I think a large part of the board's focus has simply been to draw up the list of things that has to be done. And that's not unreasonable because the list of things has to be on some of it starts soon. If you remember correctly, the affirmation of commitment one is supposed to be starting a year after the first live, either delegations or going live, and we're probably getting close to that soon. So it's proper to be doing the things that lead to the next round, but sometimes the messages, I think, get messed up a little bit, and it sounds as if we're trying to rush, and that I agree with you completely. That isn't where we want to be going. For instance, we were asked, and Heidi, you can put the right words onto this, but we were asked, what is the ALAC doing about preparing for the next round? And, I think the form of that question almost sends the wrong message. So I think we're all in complete agreement at this point. Next item, feedback on the at-large staff workshop, Alan Greenberg and Heidi. I have no feedback because I wasn't involved in it. I think it was an awful shame that you people hid yourself in a room and didn't talk to us for a week. The only feedback I have. I hope it was productive, but I have no clue. Heidi, over to you.
Yes, just very briefly. Among other items that we discussed, we had a policy workshop for all staff for a few days, but we also had about a half a day where we met just with at-large staff. And we talked a little bit about staff efficiency. And so two items. One is that we agreed that not all staff need to be on all calls, except, of course, the ALAC and the ALT will have still the full staff supports for that. But for the working group calls, we've identified working groups, staff support leads, and you'll see that we've done that on the what we call the working group portal. I'm going to put that link into the AC. This is the working group portal. So for the most part, we've all identified ourselves as who are the staff support. So only those people who are the staff support for the working groups and the one call manager will be on calls going forward, and that's going to help with allowing us to be more efficient. And I think that's really what we wanted to talk about there. And also, you'll notice just a few changes when we meet in ICANN meetings. We'll all announce what our roles are during that meeting. So whether that be, again, lead support, note taker, AI taker, or remote participant manager. So we'll all be stating those so everyone's aware of what we're doing. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to get a bunch of badges and give you people hats. So by which hat you're wearing, we can tell what you're doing in any given meeting. We'll try to make sure none of them look like clown hats, of course.
I was just about to say that. See, due respect for all of our roles.
Respect has various different meanings, Heidi. I tend to support the intent. You use the word more efficient. I refuse to ever have a discussion using the word efficient without effective.
Oh, am I dropped?
So I'm quite happy to have fewer people on the call.
Hello?
Sorry, someone's talking.
You hear me?
Tijani, we're hearing you. This is Heidi.
Hello.
Tijani, are you talking to the ALA, to the ALT?
Hello?
Yes, I don't know if you hear me, but...
We are hearing you say hello, and we're hearing you talk now. I hadn't seen your hand
okay,
up,
now
go ahead
okay,
and talk.
But No, Alan, I'm sorry. It is a problem of communication. My telephone don't work in the other direction. So you hear me, but I don't hear you. That's why I was asking you. Thank you.
Okay. Someone tell Giuseppe we did hear him, but if he can't hear us, we will type a message. Does anyone remember what item we're on? Oh, yes, we're talking about efficiency and effectiveness of staff items on staff people. The only proviso, Heidi, may I say what I said to you directly to the rest of the group?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I said I'm not unhappy to have only one key person, but that person actually has to be paying attention. When we have five people on the call, everyone feels that they're not the key person, and therefore they do other things at the same time. And we all know what kind of results that sometimes has. So if someone's allocated to a call, we should do our best to make sure we entertain them and keep them awake. But we do expect people to focus on us. And with that,
yes. We
certainly give it a try.
Thank you very much. I agree with that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We're on any other business now. The only item I have is the note from Wolf Ludwig saying he's going to be working with Thomas Schneider for a period of time. and is there any concern with that? There have been a number of people from Uralo who have said, no, they think it's great. Is there any concern on the ALT?
I think it's great. This is Leah.
Okay. Then we have no objection. I'll formally respond to him. Is there anything else we need to discuss? We are a little bit over, but not a lot. No hands. I thank you, folks, and we'll be talking to you in whatever the next meetings are.
Alan.
Yes,
Alan, you were going to speak. Wolf, you, the extra thing you wanted to speak about?
I think
in
I just
any
did.
Other business?
Isn't that
oh,
what I
okay.
just talked about?
I thought that was okay. I thought there was more discussion on that. All right. That's it.
Well,
thank you.
I asked if there's any discussion, and there was not any. Do you want to discuss?
Well, yeah, it's Olivier speaking. I just made sure that it was just as a contractor and that, you know, it's not going to be as a representative and so on. I think as long as it becomes, this is mentioned openly, then I don't have any problems with it.
Okay. I will make sure that's said in the response. And I believe he did do that openly, so. But I will make it quite clear. If it was any other assignment other than working for another part of ICANN, there would be no question at all. But given that it is another part of ICANN, admittedly a part that we have good relations with at the moment, I don't think I have any concerns other than to make sure that he's not representing himself as, you know, taking an ALAC or a Uralo position if this is a person being done in a personal capacity. And to Jenny, hand up.
Yes, thank you, Alan. I think that we need to ask him to update his SOI. That's
of course. If there's nothing else, I thank you for being here, and we will be talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Alan. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Have a great rest of your day.